At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Rest in peace to the Prince of Darkness. It is August 13th, back for another year of the Malcolm Go podcast. We have a full crew in the virtual studio tonight. It's August 13th, Kenneth, we have Tyler, and yes, we have the Snake.
Missed you, boys.
Yes.
We're back, baby. We are so back. Feels good to be back with the Tailgate Boys, back in the dungeon, the Mountain Go podcast. We are not going live on video right now as I'm still beta testing it. Kenneth, you're muted, just so you know. But I do have all my work is in order. I'm looking at it right now on my screen here, and it looks great. Once I really go live with this sucker, I mean, we're going to be cooking with gas. We hired a producer. Of course, you know, shows on day one, as is typical, as required by his job description. He has to miss at least the first day of work and then probably call in sick several other days. How's it been, boys? How's the summer?
Just power move early is to skip day one of work. And there's going to be no repercussions.
Like the kid that skips the first day of school and you just can't wrap your mind around it. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen anybody do.
I love that move.
KP, of course, sleeping on his bed. Why would he have energy for day one pod?
This is a beta test. Nobody has to know
this is
that.
A real nobody pod. This is the 2025 NFL season.
Let's what get do out you away. Expect out of me? Do you think I was not going to be in bed?
Yeah. It's
mumbling
eight,
into your pillow. There's
it's 8:40.
A lot bad
it's
going
8:45.
On.
You're like 30 years old, dude.
8:40. He's he's got all these go pills that he could take at any moment just to get up for the pod. All your pilot pills.
I'm not getting up for the pod. I got to be honest. I'm going to come clean right now. I know four players, and most of them are rookies that are mentioned on my Twitter the most.
This is perfect. This is a perfect – what a perfect addition to the pod you've been. I love when all the guys on the podcast have done no research.
I think Efton Chisholm, if that's how you say his name, is the greatest player of all time because all these nerds on Twitter say it. So
no. If anybody wants to go back with me in time about 15 years, this is the exact same thing that happened with TJ Moe. Does anybody remember him? He was literally
crazy. Dude.
Nobody remembers.
He was like a crazy like conservative like talk show host now. But then he was like an elite short midget slot receiver that came from Missouri, and I was like, this guy, he's better than Welker. Then he hurt himself in preseason. You never heard from him again, but that's what I'm getting serious TJ Moe vibes from Efton
Chisholm.
I'm fully
convinced that you just made up TJ Moe.
No, he's a real person.
That's a real person.
Look it up.
Is that your imaginary friend?
No, it's real. Dude, I spent way too much time during the Belichick Brady years just looking at white slot receivers in college. I mean, my friends would send them to me. They'd be like, there was this, my friends who are Jewish from college, obviously. So they know like every Jewish athlete that's ever existed because there's not that many. But there was one that was like a slot receiver at Western Michigan. His name was Daniel Braverman. And he was elite. I'm like, this motherfucker, if he gets to the Patriots, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he just, I don't know, he bopped around the league for a little bit. But I followed white slot receivers. So I knew they were all going to end up on the Patriots.
Now he works on Wall Street. No, he's doing good.
Efton Chisholm is 5'10", 198. It's just
in his dreams.
He fit in pretty well in the pod.
Efton Chisholm, what do you think that is religiously? You think that's Mormon? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's definitely more. It's like, yeah, he's from like Slovak. I have no idea what that is.
He's from Washington, or he played for Washington, but it's got
to
be something.
Everybody wants him to be Cooper Kupp because he went to Eastern Washington.
Broke all his records at Eastern Washington. I mean,
I watched the preseason highlights. He was bad in the real football game. He wasn't good at real football. He's good in practice.
He cooked in the game. He scored a touchdown.
All right, he dropped a few passes too, though, against bums. He's playing with bums.
He's a bum. He's just going to get on the team.
Good in practice, but he was good in the game.
Yeah.
Who?
Will Campbell.
I thought Will was fine.
Yeah. Will Campbell's good. Will Campbell.
He's got his ups and downs. Look, boys, let's get this out of the way up front. Statue Twitter is asking, where do we stand on the statue? Kenneth, go.
Medium good.
No, it's better than medium good. It's, you guys haven't tracked the statue unveilings lately, I don't think. They've all been disasters. This is pretty good.
If you get up close on the face, it looks like him. Think of, I watched a fucking 25-minute documentary the sculptor made with fucking with Kraft. And I mean, I didn't even notice a couple of details he did. Not only does he have eye black, scuba suit, the left armband with the plays on it. He's got the knee brace, the Under Armour cleats. The one I didn't notice, and the sculptor pointed out, was he fucking showed the slit pants because he used to slice his pants in the back. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker was onto something.
Did you think that was the best pose for it, though?
I don't think it was.
It was pretty good.
It's good, but I would have rather
I could have done the one where he's
actual
where he's,
pose.
Where he's throwing the jacket off of his back. That picture's so elite. It makes me hard every time.
That's
dude.
A good picture. But
I watched the Dynasty today, so I'm up to date. I'm caught up to date. Now.
I would have liked that's a generic pose that, like, I don't know if actually ever really happened. And correct. I would have loved a Super Bowl pose or him throwing the ball, something like that. But it doesn't matter. I mean, Super Bowl pose would have been elite.
Him holding the ball like at his chest would have been a great one. Just standing in the pocket.
But then he would have to have his helmet on. You want to see that face.
Yeah,
the head is a little small. I think we all can agree the head's
a little
small.
I disagree. I think that you just don't understand how big the pads.
Your head looks small when you're wearing football uniform with no helmet.
All right, 17 feet. His head looks small compared to him and normally on the field with those helmet on. It just looks small.
It did look small. It kind of looks like it's not King Koopa from the original Mario Brothers.
Can we talk about what he wore, though? He looked fucking ridiculous.
He looked ridiculous.
We haven't seen the statue in person, by the way, so that's a whole different thing. Or
can't wait to see it in person. But no, I have not seen it. I couldn't go because you needed tickets. I sold my tickets to the game. I was like, I'll just go for the statue, and then I forgot they put the plaza behind the gates, so I couldn't go in.
I think out of 10, it's like a 7. And lately,
I thought it was a 10. I thought it was greatest statues, of all time statue.
Compared to like the Ronaldo statue, it's an 11.
Yeah. I mean, or like the Dwayne. There's some bits and bad ones.
Oh, the Dwayne Wade one's horrible.
I'll never get over the John Taylor thing.
Bobby Orr is the best statue of all time.
But, huh?
Yeah.
Bobby Orr.
Is it? That? I think the face on that one's worse. 10 times worse.
Red Auerbach is another great one.
Okay, Red Auerbach's good. He's sitting on a bench.
It's two
goofy.
In this city.
Yeah, it just sits. It just attracts bird shit. They just put him like somewhere random, not even near TD Garden.
Yeah, he's on a bench in Faneuil Hall. It's great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Smoke a cigar. That's a good statue.
It's a good statue. They did a good job with the Brady statue.
I would have liked one. My favorite pose of Brady was after he won the first Super Bowl, backwards hat on, t-shirt on, hands on his head. So like, I can't believe this happened. And like that to me, unassuming champion, I would have called it.
But he would have been pissed if they used like younger, kind of fat Brady. Have you seen the guy?
Yeah.
He looks fucking ridiculous. It's okay to admit that right now he looks fucking ridiculous.
Like a supermodel? I don't even know what that means.
My favorite pose, but it's not a good statue, is on game day, if I'm at Tony's house in the dungeon, I have to take a shit. The black and white picture with eye black.
Yeah,
for me, that's peak.
Just sitting there, just breathing.
That's not a statue pitcher, so yeah.
Or the let's go when he runs to the end of the end zone before.
That's where you get into the Dwayne Wade issues. You can't have him screaming. That's where you get the Dwayne Wade face. The screaming issue is a problem.
I actually support them doing what the Redskins did for Sean Taylor, just like a wire statue for his next one.
Whoever came up with that idea, I mean, it must have been a child.
It was so racist.
We want to honor one of our best players that died in a tragic shooting protecting his family, but we really don't want to waste any money doing it. they paid less than you would pay for a mannequin and just put the uniform on it.
Yeah.
We need to do this overnight. Is Bill getting a statue?
No, Bill's never getting a statue. Jordan might. Bill's not.
He'll get a statue, but it'll be way too. He'll have to wait too long for it, and
he'll die. It'll be after he dies. It'll be like in memoriam type thing.
Yeah, like Pete Rose got it. He died, and they're like, all right.
The only one I think would give it to him would be Robert. I don't think Jonathan would give him a statue.
Jonathan hates him.
And I guarantee you this. This is coming from my. This is just coming from my brain. But I am putting my 100% stamp on this that Bob Kraft commissioned his own statue already from the same guy. Got a two for one.
Definitely.
He 100% called. He's like, you're gonna do me too. And then when I die, they're gonna put that baby out there on Patriot Place.
It's gonna be 17 feet tall. It's gonna be fucking giant.
He sounded wild in the press conference. I don't know if he was like drinking a little bit or he's getting up there because his lisp was worse than mine.
His lisp was bad, but I thought his speech was. I thought he sounded better than he sounded in years.
His speech was elite. Like
went off script. He didn't even read a paper.
He sounded odd to me, but I don't know.
What was with these old folks against fake teeth?
It was a great.
He sounded terrible. He was like rambling. I couldn't even listen to him. I can't listen to him speak anymore.
I only listen to like the.
Well, that's because you're like such a Bill Truther. You're like, he fired Bill when he just caught Bill banging a 20-year-old that was trying to run the franchise. I think Robert had nothing to do with that.
What do you mean? I thought he sounded good. And I don't stand by most of what Kraft's been doing for the last 5 or 6 years, but I thought the fucking guy went off script for like 10 minutes, didn't miss a beat.
I thought he nailed it. Me too. I really don't know what he said, but I think he nailed it.
Sounded odd. I don't know.
Maybe.
I do think there's a 50% chance he puts his statue on top of the stadium like Touchdown Jesus, though. I think there's a good chance he does that.
His statue will just be like over in the corner. His going to be somewhere more prominent than Tom's. It's going to annoy me, too. It'll be like the savior of the universe. It'll be 17 feet, 1 inch. Yeah.
I don't think it will be.
No, he should. I can't believe he doesn't. He'll probably have a statue of him and his first wife, like sitting in the press box. Something weird. I don't know. He'll do something like that. Even though he's been married for five other years,
he's gonna do like four statues of himself all throughout the stadium.
I mean, they set up that entire plaza for good statuage. I mean, you're gonna have you got the big Tom statue. Then you're gonna need Bill in a hood. If they don't have Bill in a hood with the hood up. I mean, I'm out on the franchise.
They're not gonna unveil Bill's until he leaves her. If she leaves, I think Bill's back.
Now, the minute they put him in the Hall of Fame, he'll get in on the first ballot to the Patriots, and then they'll announce a statue for him too. And Gronk, will get one.
Yeah, Gronk and Jules. I think Jules and Kraft.
I think Jules and Gronk deserve.
I think the Edelman.
They're not getting
Jules is not,
statues,
but Rob might.
Julian's not making the Hall of Fame.
I get it. I get
and
it.
Gronk is stay not the, getting a statue.
What about, I think what Gronk could get a statue.
What about Vinatieri?
Gronk was built for a statue.
What about Vinatieri? Vinatieri's going to get a statue.
I would love a statue for Vinatieri, but he'll never get one either. He played for the Colts long, and then he played for the Patriots. They do have a thing in the parking lot.
Like the two, like three of the greatest kicks in football history for the New England Patriots.
I wanted to sell me on Vinatieri. I don't think he deserves a bronze statue, but
you have to be like the greatest player of the game to get a statue. No one get you shouldn't get statue.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski is Gronkowski, the greatest player to ever play.
I agree. Rob could get one. What'd you say?
They don't make movies about people that fly heavies. They make movies that fly.
That's why Maverick is fucking he's got a sequel.
Yeah, but we do the actual work, so it's fine.
I know. I get it, KB.
He got a macchiato. He got a macchiato in Djibouti last week.
You're a hero.
KB acts like I didn't have my cousin who was on the same crew for 4 years. I know exactly what you guys do, and it's not much.
We try not to stay in these poor places. We try to leave as fast as humanly possible.
You guys,
sometime.
You guys do what your main like form of exporting is prostitutes in Brazil is what I can tell.
So. I haven't done the South America stuff yet. That's not.
You have to go through customs when you fly that sucker.
They just come like look at your. They're like, are you all American military? And they're like, yeah. They're like, all right.
So like, if you go to like, because you go to Germany a lot, and you just like, we're like, I'm gonna get
Germany
five cases of beer.
Couldn't care.
Yeah,
and you can just bring it back to my house.
Yeah,
they put it on the plane for us.
I know, but then they wouldn't check it.
I did not say that. I did not.
Motorcycles.
This is not,
hypothetically,
this is all, this is
if, when you go to Israel and get stuff, you got to get me like some Uzis. Just fucking just take them off the Israelis. Yeah,
I'm gonna get you a big yarmulke, a big Red Sox yarmulke.
I would never wear that. Give me a Patriots one.
I know. I don't know. The Red Sox might be the best team in New England right now. It's a problem. They're elite.
I can't watch them. Skid. I banned them.
Oh, they won 14-1 last night. What do you mean they're on a skid? They lost
when they get Mookie Betts back. And we get rid of the curse of the Mookie, then I'll be happy. Pay him his money.
The curse of the Mookie. That sounds like the next 80 years of my life. Drake's gonna break it. Drake's gonna break the bitch this year. He is so good at the sport.
I'll tell you
it's
who
disgusting.
I'm getting a little nervous that Trevion Henderson is peaking too early. Is he peaking too early?
No, he's not even showing you anything.
You know what's really nice about this team is that we actually have an offensive coordinator for the first time in like 4 years.
And a head coach. We have a real head coach.
Yeah. Pretty much since McDaniels left, we haven't really had a competent coaching staff.
No. And you could tell by the way the offense is moving. Like, just in the first drive against Washington, the offense was moving side to side. Drake's making reads. Yeah, they weren't doing shit. Like, he was throwing short passes and running the ball. But these guys were getting outside, running fucking off tackle with Ramondre, picking up, you know, Will Campbell's getting to the second level, knocking cornerbacks off their, you know, throwing them out of the club. It was the whole thing. I mean, top to bottom, the team knew what they were doing, as opposed to with Van Pelt, where they're like banging into each other, not moving.
They look like they were coached by a real coach. That's all. I mean, that's
they were
all
tough.
It is.
That was the thing. They were finishing blocks, finishing tackles. Marcus Jones punching balls out on the way down. I mean, they were playing. With you know, through the whistle, Will Campbell was killing people until the whistle blew. He didn't care if they were 12 pounds. It didn't matter if they were playing like the number twos, number threes. They were going full steam, which is what I cared about.
Will Campbell rocks, by the way. I mean, that guy's mentality is every. I'm getting a jersey. That's my next jersey. I'm a Campbell guy.
I'll tell you what, I'm a Duggar jersey guy, and I'm nervous.
You're
right
done.
Now.
You might as well just sell. That's as useful as my Judon. That guy's done.
What's going on there? I mean, he. Hurt his ankle last year. Now he's running with the twos.
I think he stinks. Is the big deal. He's not good.
I think everyone forgets about football is that like you don't just roll out like 11 guys on offense and defense. Like you need depth. It's fine. He's not going to start. He's going to play probably just the same as
captain. He got a big
paid,
deal.
He's getting paid a lot.
He got a big deal
last
year. He'll
play the same amount of snaps as whoever else is playing.
That's probably true. But you get the thing. What do you call it?
Everyone gets hurt too. Like Peppers missed like the whole year. Duggar was hurt.
Jabril was a little bit different story there. He was over there. He was fighting this there.
What did I know? He was fighting the case. First.
What did
he? And then he had to fight.
He was fighting the case. He beat it, though.
He caught a body and he beat it. Murder was the case that they gave him.
Hey, you run across the Massachusetts State Police, you know, you're going to beat the case. It's just.
All you got to do is hire that one. You have to hire that one dykey blonde lady and she'll get you out of it. One that Jack Jones hired.
Aaron couldn't pull it off, but.
Yeah, we there was
a lot of evidence.
But what?
I'm saying. I can't. The shit the Patriots have gotten away with in the last 2 years was like the coke and strangling a girl. And
well, that was proven false.
Bringing an automatic weapon to an airport is an impossible thing to overcome.
That's Belichick's. That guy, I've said, should be thanking Bill Belichick every morning when he wakes up. Because there's no way he's getting out of that.
Can we talk about the past few drafts, like Bill's last two drafts and how they were bad? And how
tell me Kayshon Booty and Pop Douglas are bad. Because they look pretty goddamn good to me.
Kayshon.
What about Barmore? Barmore's like an animal.
Barmore.
I think we have to be a little more concerned about your boy Mayo's draft because that's looking ugly.
It's a dud. It's an absolute dud. Polk is going to get the Foxborough flu.
It's our podcast now, Vince. It's just me and you.
What?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, well, I can hear all y'all.
Yeah, the last year's draft is just disaster.
You have missing who'd they have? Who'd they draft first? They had
Drake May.
Drake May, okay, hit. Polk bust if he gets on the team, even at all.
Baker stinks.
Baker, I don't know. He's gonna make the team. He's playing hard and he's playing through the fucking
He's a special teamer.
He's a special teamer, dude.
He's going to be a fucking, the sixth receiver.
I've got him arrested by week six as a special teamer.
Why can't just one time can't we draft like a receiver that ends up being good? Why do our receivers because, like, no, he's fine because he can also play on the punt team. That's our receiver.
We have Stephon Diggs, though. We have Stephon Diggs, and that's exciting because he is good. He's still Stephon Diggs, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and he looks good. I mean, he's cooking people, for real.
He killed a man today. He made a man, a professional football player, look like me today.
It was interesting. I don't understand what was going on with that. I mean, that guy, I don't know who was playing against him, but he fucking embarrassed
Jeff
him.
Okuda.
Oh,
Okuda, I've heard that name.
He was like the number three pick by the Lions a couple years ago, wasn't he?
Ohio State guy, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he made him look foolish. I mean, Drake.
He looked like me.
Yeah. They look good. I don't know. It's practice, but like Trevion Henderson's really blowing me away. Every play he gets the ball, I mean, he wasn't just taking wheel routes to the house. He ran through a couple dudes in the game. He was catching it in the flat. He was running up the middle. He's going to be fucking the starting running back by like week four.
This is easily Ramondre. The best running back group we've had since like Blount. And James White and Burkhead days.
Really, would have been nice to keep that Larrison around. He broke his foot, but he would have been. He looked like Burkhead. He was giving Burkhead, as they say.
He looked pretty good. I've got Ramondre off the team by like week four after his fifth fumble.
He's not gonna be
what
off the
is
team.
This guy's deal? What's his deal with the fumbles though? I've had
the
enough.
Yips. He didn't fumble in the game though. He fumbled in practice.
That's what he it's fumbles scrimmage. All the time, dude.
He didn't fumble
every time I look at Twitter
in preseason one, in game one. He didn't fumble.
Training camp really is all about like seeing videos from joint practice and being like, oh my God, we're the best team ever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know what drills they're doing.
Do you remember?
Anything. Like, they could be just telling him, like, all right, like, just stay with him and then just let the receiver catch it at the end. These aren't contested. And then we see the catches and we're like, oh my God, he just burned it for 80 yards.
That's what I mean. That's what you're getting.
Do you remember? N'Keal Harry was the greatest training camp player. He had Tony convinced he was going to have seven touchdowns.
On his last year. Yeah. When he was with fucking Cam Newton, I thought he was going to be okay. And he was okay. He was like at best a fifth receiver on the team. But
he was a left. He was an extended left tackle.
I saw a stat that McDaniels with Cam Newton, we are the ninth best scoring offense in the league. And then the next year, him with Mac Jones was like the seventh best scoring offense in the league.
Mm-hmm. And that's without Edelman, by the way. Both
he's
games,
so
both
good.
Years.
He just can't be a head coach.
Those are the two worst quarterbacks I've seen in my life.
Cam Newton, he could have been something if he didn't get that weird. He got COVID.
He got hurt.
And Julian Edelman broke his fucking hip or whatever he broke. They could have been okay.
400 yards in that Seattle game.
Yeah. And fucking Newton choked like four games away in the last minute that year. People forget
they were
that.
If he did not get COVID, I'm convinced they were a playoff. They were winning a Super Bowl. I remember
COVID the night
him.
They should have beat Kansas City on the road. I mean, it was a
correct.
Whole thing. And
I remember week one, we were all texting and we were like, oh my God, we're just going to roll straight into this.
It wasn't just us. You went on Twitter. They were like, I can't believe you guys let, like literally like SportsCenter was like, I can't believe the world let Bill Belichick get Cam Newton. I was like, oh my God, we're going to go undefeated. And then
saw him.
I think that's when Jordan came into the picture. That's my take is Jordan came into the picture that year and that ruined everything that's happened in my life sports-wise since.
Well, you'll know. I mean, we could figure out when, like, if we backtracked it a little bit, we could figure out when Linda was, like, not there anymore. Because I don't think there was overlap, for real. I don't think
I really do think Linda. Linda is, she was the glue for the longest time.
I agree. She ran his foundation and did all that shit.
That's what I'm saying. She did everything for him, and then that other broad came in and had him doing shit. Like, Bill started doing commercials. That's when she came around.
That's correct. I think that's a correct take.
He did the Subway commercial, and it ruined. I was like, why is Bill Belichick on a fucking Subway commercial?
At the time, you thought it was cool, though. You'd be like, wow, look at this guy's coming out of
his
shell.
Oh, my God. I thought it was so sick. I'm going to get the club today from Subway.
I want a $5 foot long.
Yeah. That's when she came into the picture. Makes sense. Was 17.
17 years old. That is, I can't even, I'll never get over that. I mean, he literally helped raise Linda's daughters, who are twins, and they're probably like 5 or 6 years older than his current girlfriend.
Yeah. Where's the dumb dog? Remember the stupid dog?
They are DJs. Yeah, Nike.
Dumb dog. Is that his dog or her dog?
I don't care who. What does it matter whose dog it is? I don't know.
I'm thinking about the SEC show.
Could be anybody's
show.
Dog.
I'm thinking about the SEC show on Netflix and how Arkansas only got like a half an episode.
Let's watch the finale of it. Boring. What?
Arkansas's coach is riding around on a golf cart. I want to die.
How does he get any
rims?
Recruits?
Because they do pay. Because they have. They have.
He's
he
just
does
so
it.
Boring.
Firstly,
he's just like.
Firstly, he doesn't.
The offensive line is gonna win this one for.
I do love the. I do
he
love.
Doesn't, he doesn't get any recruits.
Every. I do love. I love that every SEC fucking coach has to go to some fucking barn in the woods to do a radio show once a week. Everybody's fucking
every Wednesday.
Everybody's fucking meemaw has to come in and ask fucking questions. Yep. What are y'all going to do with the Tennessee defensive line?
It's must listen to Wednesday nights after Arkansas loses a game. It is. People ask him the craziest shit. What are you going to do when you get fired, not if? What will you do?
Was it Arkansas that was singing in the bar? They're going, ooh.
Yes, of course it was. Pig Sue.
Are you new here?
I know that chant.
I don't follow 7-5 college football teams every year.
I would imagine that that's the greatest. I mean, backup quarterback is great, but fired college football coach has to be the greatest job in the fucking world.
If Brian Kelly gets fired at LSU this year, which they're saying if he doesn't make, he's gonna get $45 million just for getting fired.
I would just leave him there. I don't even. I'm so cheap. It's not even my money. If I was like the dean
Jimbo,
or whoever makes that call, I'd be like, no, he's coaching to the end.
Jimbo got $72 million.
That was the one I remember. Was they brought Jimbo Fisher from Florida State to Texas A&M. He struggled, and they had to fire him and pay him $70 million. And he's just having a grand old time.
I don't think there's anyone in the world that's like more like built for their jobs than college football strength and conditioning coaches.
Oh, screaming
like they're
at people.
All
oh my
the
God.
Exact same person, and they all love their lives. That's all they want to do.
They're all crazy.
They make six, maybe, what, like $50,000 a year? Probably have to live on campus.
I think the football – I think the football guys make pretty good money. I bet you they make they're in six figures. But
all
like,
the fucking strength guys, not on your life.
They I think only in, care the, about in the SEC. In the SEC for sure.
They only care about big guys moving big weight around. And that just gets them going.
They're fucking always holding something like a stick, like fucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan walking around with the fucking 2x4 yelling at people. There was a guy that used to do, I don't even know if he's still around, but the Syracuse guy, I don't even know if he was a strength coach, but he would write like a different, like 7 to 8 letter word on his knuckles every game. And he would run out and it'd be like, respect, dedication, shit like that. He'd just write it on his knuckles and he'd show it to the camera. I was like, I fucking hate this guy.
And they only speak and scream. Like, they only scream. They don't have conversations.
It's all about pumping you. They don't know football at all. It's just like, they're just like the hype man. That's what it is. They're like fucking Flavor Flav.
Which is good because, like, in the early 90s, those were the guys who were in charge of teams.
Yeah.
Like, they slowly realized, like, let's push these guys off to the side, give them a role.
Yeah.
They're high school head coaches and they're college pump-up men. That's basically what they are.
I think the best job in college football is the get-back guy. The get-back guy's good. The guy that just follows the head coach around and just grabs him when he runs out. Get back.
Be honest.
Get back.
This is a bit – now we're getting a little hacky.
Fun fact, my dad was a get-back guy for the Sauga Sachems back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, he was. On my senior high school team, when his buddy was the head coach, he was out there with Donnie, and he was like, come on, guys. Can we get back? Come on. You're near the sidelines. Get back.
Maybe that's foreshadowing. Maybe we don't need get back. We don't need get back guys here. I think Vrabel's going to need to get back out. I think Vrabel's going to kill somebody this year.
Vrabel. I mean, I love is there anything better than the fire of a Mike Vrabel getting into the fucking scrum? Fucking diving in the scrum against the Commanders?
Vrabel's
listened to him on the – go ahead.
Vincent.
Vrabel clearly won the MVP of the offseason as coaches go. I mean, he's been – people are fired
up about
him. It's insane that he got fired. Like,
it's always been crazy. Since day one,
he was great. He was doing a great job
last year. How did he not have a job?
It made no sense.
Gerard Mayo took his job. That's literally what happened.
I've gone over this so many times. I can't even bring it up again, but I will for the pod.
We get it,
since
the Rooney
the new
rule,
season.
Racism, it's, lawsuits,
it
all
the
things. You're so racist.
Everything to do with Kraft trying to get into the Hall of Fame. The Dolphins are being sued by fucking Brian Flores, and he didn't want to. Just, you know, fucking not adhere to the agreement he had for Mayo. So he fucking let Vrabel stick around, you know, let Vrabel go and fucking hired Mayo and just fired him immediately once he knew he could get Vrabel back.
Tony's had some elite tweets from Mayo being fired and like.
It's one of my favorite tweets. Like anytime Vrabel does something good or like they're in the practice, all I ever think about is, and nobody ever gets it or likes it. I literally do this shit for the love of it. I do it for the love of the game. I get no likes on Twitter. I get no fucking retweets. But I fucking tweeted out that picture of the fucking the janitor from Rudy, like watching the watching the fucking field in Notre Dame Stadium, and I was like, Gerard Mayo,
RN.
And I was like, that killed me. If it makes me laugh, I'm gonna fucking tweet it every time, even though it makes nobody else laugh. And most people, my wife tells me nobody gets my my jokes because they're like way too inside, but they always kill me. I don't know why.
Deep cuts are the best.
But they're only deep cuts for me in my brain, and I say them to the world. Thinking everybody's on like part of my story, like I'm the fucking the main protagonist in the fucking earth. Nobody gets it.
I send you a text when one's like hits. I'm like, that is
you
so
do.
Good.
My favorite pastime is waking up and when the snake's been active and the first four tweets on my Twitter are just the snake calling somebody a slur of some sort.
Has the snake been active? The snake went to sleep. Snake's dormant.
The snake, he was dormant for a while, and then I know, like, the five people that trigger him, And I know when I see them tweet, I know exactly. All I do is click on the tweet, and the first response on there is the
snake. Just hissing.
I know exactly who they are. I know Harry Sisson. I'm looking at you.
Harry Sisson.
They had a big day today, not to get off topic, but I follow this guy who's like a it's a parody account. He's a fake golf pro.
Oh, so good.
Sent my dad swing to him.
Was that, wait, really, that was dad? Real?
That was so that, funny.
That's your dad.
But I sent, so I was, and my dad follows the guy, loves him. I sent it to my dad. I FaceTimed my mom. My dad was crying tears.
I didn't know that's that was actually
I
pop.
Had my buddy send that to me today.
That was one of the funniest fucking things I ever. I don't know shit about golf or golf humor. And Frankie's like, look what Vince sent to this guy.
That's
and,
unbelievable.
And
I didn't know that was for real.
What was his name? It was like a French name. Killed me.
Oh, Roger St. Pierre.
So good.
I was drunk last night and I just was like, he only, like, I think he's just a normal guy, but he's got a big following. He posts like once a week. Sent it to him yesterday, a few days ago. I was drunk and I was like,
all right. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Right, he's going to post tomorrow. I'm going to send it and, like, hope for the best. I woke up in the morning, nothing. And then I got the buzz on my phone. I looked at it. I was walking my kid at the time. Like, I was so jacked up. I was... It's got 100-something thousand views.
Of course it does. It was so funny. It's like,
it's so funny
when he takes his hand off the club at the end.
And like, dude, guy fires like 85. Like, it's unbelievable. It was
so funny. He did the podcast, right? Where he goes and he talks about his being in the Mexican tour.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
One of the best follows if you're a golfer.
He's a very funny, funny guy.
I don't know golf, so I didn't get any of his things. See, that's when you really want to bring, he's going to come down with violence here.
Oh, so good.
Did you see our competitors had Taylor Swift on their
podcast? I did see that. I knew we were going to be the number 2 podcast this week because Taylor was on that other show. They had 1 million people watching that.
1.3 million people watching it live. I was like, all right.
We may not take the top spot in sports pods this week.
It is. But, I mean, top 5's there. Top 5's there for the day.
It's fucking astounding the amount of eyeballs that lady fucking can get.
I actually like her music, but who gives a fuck? Like, I
don't like to see her. They love to see her in love with her bae. You know, that's a side you don't see every day.
I can't believe that. There's no way that he went from what he was dating, that just the African American female, to Taylor Swift.
She was hot. Jesus.
And he's happy. Is he happy?
Dude, it'll make
it's
him,
a definite it's a definite body
like a,
like polar opposite.
It's like 20 million his net worth, like easy.
Oh, easy. I mean, she's a kingmaker. I mean, that she's podcast is going to be probably like, I don't even like the Donald Trump on Joe Rogan was probably the number one watched podcast of all time. I mean, this is going to fucking rival it. I guarantee you it will.
She got more people on her. She had more people come see her on tour than like, it was the most ever. It was like 1.6 billion people in like a week. It was retarded.
Yeah, she's doing well. She's doing well. She's probably worth, she's got to be worth 700,000-800,000, I'd bet.
For sure. After that tour?
Yeah. Anyway.
All time.
Yeah.
Best business move all. It's unbelievable.
By who, Kelsey?
Yeah.
Wow, he's got to get her pregnant if he really wants to. I mean, that's your only, I mean, I would be, I'm wearing a condom. What do you think? Yeah, of course I am. Of course. always do.
What do you mean?
You fucking nuts? I would never do that to you. Get her pregnant ASAP, bud. That's my best advice I could give to you.
I bet she made him sign 12 NDAs.
Harris, you get her pregnant. Who do you think that matters? You're going to have a kid, be locked in. And you get married, no prenup because you both make money. And then later on down the line.
I am 100% certain that Taylor Swift is making him sign a prenup. Have you lost your fucking mind? She's worth $1 billion.
I'd ask for her masters back. That's what I'd want.
Yeah.
I'd want fucking teardrops on my guitar, Travis Kelce version. That's what I'd be fucking
sending her. Or you reverse psychology and he goes and says, "Hey, I want a prenup."
Yeah.
And she's like, wait. What do you mean?
Fuck away now. He's made so much. His mother has made.
Yeah, Donna. Big Donna.
She used to be in like the fucking Chunky Soup commercials because she stood next to her one time.
Yeah, Donna. Donna wore a split jersey once, and she's
you know
like
her name. Man. That's all exactly. The fact that you know Travis Kelce's mom's name.
I really don't even. I don't know that I can name another player's. By the way, we haven't done a pod since Drake got married. Shout out Drake for his marriage to his high school sweetheart. Carolina boy.
From a giant cross.
You remember that media was like, "Why is he not at the press conference for Vrabel?"
Oh yeah.
And then he posted his wedding, or she did. He doesn't post, which I love, by the way.
Drake's all ball. That's all he cares about is ball.
You know what's crazy is that Bentley's still unsigned.
He's done. It's toast.
He's a free agent.
I don't think he's good.
He is good. He's better than Tavai.
He would be our second best linebacker if we signed him tomorrow.
We have no fucking. I mean, that kid Spillane is pretty good, but he's got no fucking girth. He's got no thump. The new look Patriots are no. We got no edge setting presence. They hate Anthony Jennings. They fucking got him playing deep into the fourth quarter of a preseason game one. They want to be running upfield.
We're all D line. That's all we care about. We have any.
Yeah, but like
D-line.
They're going to be playing a completely different defense. Like, it's kind of odd to me to think about. Like, now you're going to be letting guys run the fucking hoop, and they're going to be like, you know, there's going to be no contain. It's going to be a little weird for me to see that.
Our linebackers are not. It's a problem.
They're not chunky. They're going to be playing in space. Like, if anybody tries to run downhill on us, it's going to be fucking a 240-pound running back on a 215-pound linebacker.
We are going to be running quarters though, so like our safety should have like 10 tackles each a game.
8 yards down the field, that's no fun. I need a fucking
Vrabel.
Brewski or a Teddy thick neck Ted Johnson in the hole can fucking fill up the A gap.
How about just a Mike Vrabel? We could just get one of those. Yeah.
Think Christian Ellis is filling the A gap at 215? I don't think so.
No, it's gonna be the safeties and it's gonna be Spillane. They're gonna have every tackle.
Like, it's not a good name.
I also think Keon White's gonna be just the greatest player of all time. I really do.
I really hope this is the type of coach that's gonna get the most. I mean, if he doesn't like do it this year, he'll never do it because this is the type of guy that's gonna get the most out of Keon White. Like just a hard nosed fucking killer coach. Like Belichick would have made him a fucking Hall of Famer, at least an All Pro. And then Mayo was like too soft. Like I feel like half the week, Keon White probably wanted to choke Gerard Mayo out.
Yeah.
And like he just got sick of him. Was like, I'm not playing anymore. Like, I'll go half speed for the rest of the year. He needs to be motivated by violence all the time and by someone screaming. And Vrabel will give him that.
Vrabel said he would cut his dick off to win a Super Bowl. I think I would do the same. I think I'm there.
Yeah. I'd like to have another banner up on the old Gillette Stadium. Drake May holding it up. Fuck, can you imagine what his statue will look like? It'd be etched in stone.
Wait, 18 feet.
I'm really stupid, but what was that Brady thing where he threw the football and then all the – was that like a – is that a real thing, like with all the rings now?
What the fuck are you saying?
He
did a video. He threw a football towards the stadium, and then a big banner dropped, and it was all the rings came out.
This might be like when I thought that the Brady throwing into the jugs machine was real.
Michael Vick threw it out of the stadium.
I was like, okay, Vince, you're a retarded person. Like,
yeah, don't you didn't say that,
Vince. I think that You've been having too many fucking tequila frescas at night. I think you dreamed that one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
I see.
It's like all the Super Bowl rings are like it's just this massive like
banner.
No, not a banner. Like they're like real super. They came out of the building. It was fucking wild. I gotta find it.
What are you talking? It's a video.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
It's gonna be six guys dressed up in rings walking around the stadium.
No,
Vince has lost his mind. This is like when fucking everyone thinks that Sinbad made a movie about him being a genie. What do they call that? The Mandela effect. You guys remember it?
Vince got caught by AI here.
Video. I don't know. It's just like big Super Bowl rings outside the stadium. Did you not see it?
Nobody saw it. You're talking. I consume all Tom Brady media at all times.
Clearly you didn't, because this happened. He was like, look at this. Then he threw the football, and then the banner dropped, and it was like all the rings came out.
I guarantee you, if Tom Brady did anything like that, Tony would be the first person to see it. Tony mentioned
stadium was it at.
Tony mentioned a player that the only person that knows his name is his own mother. At the beginning of this podcast.
He works with Jason Whitlock, for crying out loud. Everyone knows TJ Moe.
Another guy that I'm that for some reason is on conservative radio.
Is conservative, and he loves the WNBA.
Well, keep him over there on the right. Stay over here on the left by ourselves.
By yourself, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Patriots, huh?
Maybe it's the worst.
This kid cannot. Vince is violently searching for this video that never existed.
What do we have planned this year?
What?
Yeah, what games are you going to?
All of them. I've sold no tickets, so I'm going every single game as of right now. Definitely going. I mean, I go to every September, every October, and I would like to go to the Monday night game against the Giants, but I've got certain individuals in my group.
I think I
want to
make that one.
Monday night, which is the worst, but we haven't had a Monday night game here in quite a while. I'd love to get under the lights, and I believe they'll be wearing the throwbies.
Are they going to break out whites?
Oh, I wish. They need to start breaking out, and then they got this new uniform they're coming out with like next week, and the leaks are atrocious. I don't even know how to go about like describing it if you guys haven't seen these leaks yet. But they're like white helmet, right, with the Flying Elvis logo. And I don't know if this is real or confirmed, but like somebody got like a sneak peek of it and then like put everything together in parts, and it's like they're like light gray with white pants and like a light gray stripe. They're very weird. And they have a light gray face mask.
I like them. If those are real, I like them.
With a weird New England photo, the weird NE fucking logo.
They're not good.
We've been a bottom five uniform team for a while now.
Really? I love the current set now. Now that they got rid of the blue pants, I'm all in on them. I love it.
Are we silver now?
Yeah, we're silver pants. We're back to silver pants. I grew to love silver pants on the road.
I mean, if this leak is at all real, it's the worst I've ever
seen. It's awful, but
I like it.
It's giving you the baseball fucking thing that they do. What do they call it? The Hometown Connect or whatever the fuck it is?
As long as they don't do the horrible all blues ever again. Those things are awful. The color rush or whatever that was.
That was, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that. That didn't never worked. It was always the worst uniform in the league.
You have to go red throwbies. That versus the Giants throwbies is an elite uniform game, and you're just winning there. You're just winning that game because you have the better throwbie and Dead Ivy season. Wow.
Drake May, I can't wait to see what Drake looks like in the Dead Ivy season. It's going to be a whole different scenario for him.
He's going to be coached by a real person.
The headline, Safety Line's empire is collapsed.
I mean,
he's got it.
What?
Was that the video?
No, that was I'm deep diving on these Patriot uniforms here.
NE logo, it doesn't make any sense. How is it a rivalry uniform? Just like they should have just did the Bledsoe 90 blues that people have been asking for. Call it a day.
I'm not a fan.
Not either, but if you're going to do a stupid alternate.
Stick to the basics.
Exactly. Dummy-o's.
I mean,
no concern Bailey, that Drake Bailey Zappi might stink.
I'm not concerned Drake might stink. No.
Not even a little bit of a concern.
No, I've seen enough. And I know ball.
As known as ball knowers here, I'm going to tell you right now, I would have liked to seen him throw the ball downfield and a couple more completions last week, but, you know, he's learning a brand new offense. He doesn't fucking, he's never had to identify the mic before. Gerard Mayo didn't make him identify the mic. He was out there, now he's going to find the mic every play. Fucking the whole line has to shift to him. He's figuring out protections. It's week one. He's probably not even going to get it to like week five, week six. He's going to be running off pure athleticism until then.
Yeah, I don't, I'm just, he might end up good, but I don't know if he's going to be good this year.
Well, listen, he's still a year, I think he is still a year and a half younger than Tom Brady was when he made his first start. And he's already played a year. So
he's 20.
He's 23.
23 years old.
Yeah, so let's give him 7 Super Bowls. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, you got to give the kid a little fucking time. I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this year he might, I understand. I don't know if he's, I don't think he's going to be that good this year.
He's going to be good.
I think he's going to be just fine. I do worry about the
pro, but I think he's going to be in the top half of this top half of the league.
I think they're a playoff team.
Make the playoffs.
Yes, I think they are.
I think they're. I think a 9-win team
for fucking a lock for a wild card.
Yeah, I think we're. I think we're either going to be like very good or god awful. I don't think there's like a.
We're not going to be. They're not going to. I don't see awful. I see a being fine. I might have a. If I was the schedule right now, I could see 12 wins, and that's not like
schedule is. I had Arkansas so win 10 soft. Last night. They're playing all the worst teams in the league, literally top to bottom. The only good teams they're playing are the Bills
like,
twice.
I do want to know. I hate that metric before the season starts. Like, oh, you're playing the worst team in the NFL. Nobody's playing.
It's not even just that. Like, you're playing – we're playing, like, 8 teams with new quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks and no other backup.
We're pretty similar.
Not really. We have now – we've got a established quarterback. Their weakness is they got better. Coaching, obviously, offensive line, wide receiver. Every weakness they had last year or the last 2 years have gotten better.
I mean, established quarterback. He won 2 games last year.
Oh, my God. With nothing. That's a loose term. He had the worst offensive line I've ever seen this team have. Ever.
He's a good quarterback.
He makes plays. He makes plays. That's fun to watch.
7 wins would be like a marketably big improvement.
I think he's going to win. They're going to win. They're 8.5 is over under. I think that they're going to go over that easy. I think they're going to win 10 games.
8.5 is the over under.
Yeah.
Smash boy, the smart over. Money would be on. Boy, smart money would be on the under though.
Not I will.
I mean, I agree. I would bet the over, but
Jets twice. They got Justin Fields, new head coach. You know, lost a lot of their defense. That's 2.
Miami,
got
2 fucking, Miami. Miami fucking stinks.
It's falling apart. That's 2. That's
Vrabel
4 games.
Fucking
Saints.
Vrabel's winner.
You never said they played all the worst teams. Saints.
I'll give Vrabel 5 wins. Do we get any saying. More wins on the team, though? Like, is our team that much better?
If Stephon Diggs is that much better than anyone we've had in a decade.
True.
Diggs and Henderson are definitely better.
How long have we been asking for a good third down back? We might have the best one in the league, and he's a rookie.
And now you've got Pop Douglas in the McDaniels offense. That's going to be fun.
I'm giving him the Gesicki treatment. He's going over 800 yards this year.
Stop. You aren't allowed. You're not allowed.
Damn it. Damn it, I had hopes for Douglas. He's been Gesicki'd. I'm Gesicki'ing him.
No.
He's going for 800.
He's gonna have 220 yards, and he's gonna break his femur.
If it's not him, TJ Moe's coming out of retirement, and he's gonna have fucking 800.
We're like one injury away on the offensive line from being another disaster this year.
Yeah, Cole Strain seems to be gone. I mean, I don't know. They're not. I mean, the starting five seems okay. Center's probably your weak spot.
Yeah,
you have a veteran there, so like I don't know. You got Cole Strange as like a swing interior guy. And then you got bad backup tackles. But this kid that they drafted in the 7th round, Bryant, he looks like he's going to be pretty good. He might be a starter next year. I don't even know.
The other thing is, you do have a win who can play right tackle if needed. So that, I guess, helps a little bit.
Not well.
I don't know. Good
enough.
He was great 2 years ago or 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
but then he's really good at guard. But for some reason, you kick him to tackle and he just gets ran past.
That was in the Big 12 offense.
I mean, that's true. I still feel like you could hide being good at any, like, if you're a good lineman. You have to play tackle. Like, if you're an average lineman and you could be good on the interior. I mean, just take up space, really. I mean, the Patriots aren't pulling guards, constantly. Just fucking.
I do like watching Will Campbell just bury guys like it's high school, just blocking them all the way through the floor.
I do like this guy. I do like Will. I was watching him on the SEC show. The SEC show, and I was like, all right, this is my guy. Look at him.
Amazol. That's still my favorite quote of all time.
Yeah.
Amazol.
He's a winner. The man's a winner.
I guess we did get the D line is definitely better. We're getting Williams and Barmore.
Like, we got a CB2. They got fucking Carlton Davis.
Yeah, we did sign a big cornerback and we did sign a big linebacker. So, yeah, we should be better. I'm just a little concerned. I feel like we have no depth. I feel like all our guys that we've been drafting have been so bad. So,
yeah, I mean, this year you don't know what we got.
Though is crazy.
This draft this year is good. Last year's, you know, other than Drake May, seems to be useless. The kicker, again, the kicker this year will be good. That was fucking needed. Good.
He is good. He can't miss, knock on wood.
Even the guy that's, like, competing with him is good. He can be a practice squatter.
They go, like, toe for toe. We got a little competition going in practice. I like it.
Kicker comp. We got fucking elite special teams guys. They drafted a long snapper. He's making tackles. 80 yards down the field on Behringer bombs.
And he's got snippy snaps back there. Cardona, where's Cardona? You go to Miami?
He went to Miami. Good for him.
Still Corbin.
Go down there in the sun. Get him down there in the sun. Enjoy himself.
Yeah, it's going to be how much, like, I could see Drake May having, like, a 26 touchdown with, like, another 7 rushing with, like, 18 interceptions.
Nope.
Yeah, I could too. I was looking at stats today. Like, to be a really good quarterback now, you have to be at least 2.5 to 1. Like, really good ones are like 3 to 1 or better. Like, Tom Brady, Mahomes, those guys are like 3 to 1 type guys. Drew Bledsoe, I was looking at his stats today because you mentioned him, KP, and I was just looking at him. I was like, that motherfucker, I remember him being better than he was. He was like 1.2 to 1. He was like, he threw like 250 touchdowns to like 230 interceptions in his career.
Yeah, kind of like early Peyton Manning, who was just firing interceptions.
Constantly. Dude, like fucking 20 interceptions in a 16-game season.
I'll tell you, Drake May he has a lot of Brett Favre in him.
No.
He's going to send his dick pic out.
I think he's got a lot of Josh Allen in him. I think he's got a lot of J.A. Josh Allen, when he first came into the league, was a pick machine. And then he put on like 25 pounds, and he got fucking Dabble up there to teach him how to actually be a quarterback. And he's good.
I agree with KP on this. I think it's more Josh Allen flavor.
I hope he is.
Josh Allen's just a freak.
Josh Allen's just way bigger.
But Josh Allen's not that much. He's not that much freakier than Drake May physically. Drake
Josh
May's
Allen's
23.
Got a body like a football.
He
like,
didn't when he first got it. When he
I
first
did.
Got,
he was thicker and was wider a, nope, than Drake a, May.
He was not.
11
looks like a small forward.
11-inch penis.
Probably.
So I hear.
Drake's packing 9. I'll take 9.
Right up the butt. Why not?
You'd take 5.5.
Would I ever?
Crying out loud. Here we go. Off the rails.
We're not sure how.
You know the Mountain Goat podcast is back when the NFL player dick size contest fucking starts going off the rails here. It's not even 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Right now?
Keon White.
I was going to say Keon White. Sure. I know. I almost vomited it out of my mouth. All business. No, he doesn't even crack a smile when he's showing it either.
I don't know. Jabril's probably toting a Coke can.
How about Christian Wilkinson? In the Raiders locker room. Did you hear what he was doing?
Yeah.
He got booted from the team.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
So he's like, someone on the team was like, yeah, he's like, you know, you smack a guy in the ass and give him a kiss on the cheek after a win. That's all fine. He's like, but when you set up a kissing booth in the shower, yeah, that's where I draw the line.
What was he doing? Yeah.
He was like kissing setting booth up fucking in the shower.
Oh, yeah, he had like a rotisserie chicken to just come kiss him after games naked. Hog well,
who
out.
Would kiss him?
They kicked him off the team. Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to sign him, and then Vrabel was like, actually, we don't need any of that fucking shit going on.
He was kissing his teammates in the shower?
He was forcing the younger teammates to kiss him.
On the lips?
In college, they pulled up all these videos of him sticking his fingers up people's asses after he tackled the quarterback.
I respect this guy. Yeah. Get him on the
team. In the field, Jake Clemson.
He's not afraid to express himself.
He's elite.
I mean, you're doing that out in public. I mean,
The Patriots have male cheerleaders now, so, I mean, fuck it. Bring
I think
them
they
in.
Might
Bring
have more male cheerleaders than female cheerleaders at this point, to be honest.
That one guy kills me. I can't – I spend
– I know exactly what you're talking.
Too much time. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
You were getting – you used to be California cool. Now you were becoming fucking New England hardened so quick. Can't even stand it on his football field. Who
Dude, the last
fuck?
Week we were at, his... even watched the game, I was just like, mother, what the fuck?
I'm trying to watch my favorite football team, and I got to watch this shit. Oh, here we go. They're going to do the fucking Nelly song again.
God damn it.
They did a whole tweet about him a minute ago. I just sent it in the group. It's
that's the
unfortunate.
Best.
Unfortunate.
Honestly, like, cheerleading in NFL football is just get rid of it.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. There's no need for it anymore. They used to be, when I was a kid, and it was, like, cool because, like, they were still catering to all fucking mid-20s to 50-year-old men. It was, like, the Patriots had, like, 70 female cheerleaders, and they would just be on each corner of the end zone. And they'd all be pretty and do stupid dances. And now
and
there's like
Calhoun.
Yeah. They'd be like they would do signings at the Showcase Cinema in Revere and fucking they'd bring the whole team and every kid would be 12 and drooling. And then now they have like literally like 12 total and 7 of them are men. And then the other there's like 3
Let's
fat
be honest,
ones.
Maybe they're just better.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you've ever seen a fucking guy? You've never seen a girl fly higher. I'll tell you right now with the buys on these suckers.
Hey, I just want performance out there.
Ty's got a good point.
The bike. Like, when I go to swimming, I want to see Leah Thomas. I want to see the best.
I didn't realize the bimbo that like went Riley or whatever. I realized she came in 5th. The one
Whatever.
That bitches the most.
She could have been. Like, she was close to podium.
I mean, that's pretty legit. 5th
yeah,
in the.
We're right next to the podium
yeah,
at
but
4.
She was complaining about the dude with the dick, not the one that came in 2nd. She came in 5th.
She's fighting for the people that don't have it in them to fight.
Oh yeah, she's a whiner. Get better. Just be better. Why don't you stop whining and swim harder?
Are you talking about the swimmer?
Yeah.
Watch your mouth. I love her.
Leah Riley.
Swim faster, what? You dumb broad.
She can't. That's it. Her little woman muscles couldn't go faster.
You're getting fifth.
No,
I
don't care. I don't care who swims. She came in 5th. I thought she came in 2nd.
Let's
she came
be
in
honest.
5th place.
Yeah,
Let's
like 5th in the country, you fucking idiot.
I'd stop Maybe pretending should... like you bought into NCAA
no, no, no. You guys
women's
all...
swim.
You guys are all wrong. Because we're not even sending our best guys to swim against the girls. These are the ones that are like feel kind of rejected. Yeah. They're clearly a little depressed. And they're even beating the girls. Imagine what's going to happen when we send our best guys over there. They're going to get destroyed. It's time
sports would be over.
Can
you imagine we got fucking throw that fucking big Slovakian or Serbian into the WNBA? Fucking Nikola Jokic, 150. He'd be Will Chamberlain every night.
Dominating. Just dominating.
Dwight Howard would actually score 70 points a night.
They would stop throwing dildos on the court. They'll start taking it serious.
Dwight Howard would be sitting on the dildos on midcourt.
Hammering dunks on these broads.
Can you imagine?
What are we doing?
Poor Caitlin Clark taking
more men. We need to send more men into female sports. It's once and for all. We're putting
put fucking, I don't even know who you put out there. Fucking, like, just somebody like the thick, like a.
She was pummeling those girls.
Somebody the thickness of Charles Barkley setting a pick on Caitlin Clark. She'd never get up.
Yeah. Oh, foul. I got one. Sorry, did I get you
I
there,
will
hon?
Say, I did watch my first Caitlin Clark game being like 6 minutes. She is impressive. She just throws that bitch up nonstop.
I guess she's having she's like hurt. She's having a shit season, though. She's not playing well.
I'm not interested in any shape or form care the WNBA. At all. And I can't.
I want DeChambeau from the red team. I don't care about what I want.
I don't care I don't care about the NBA. Let alone the
no, not even that. Exactly. I think David Portnoy's a fed. Like, I think he's being paid off somehow to like pump it up. I know he says that they hate him, but I think he's like a fucking. You know how they say like January 6th was an inside job. I feel like that's what they're doing with Portnoy right now.
It's Dave Portnoy sold out. I'm out.
Yeah. In what way he sold out?
A week ago, he was like, "Oh yeah, he bought me a pizza on
friend.
Bucket."
He's a close friend. He did get the boys a za on the island when we were there.
This shit sometimes.
He's a good guy, but I mean, as he sold out to big government.
Nah, he's a fucking. You've been watching the years, then guy. So
man's a winner.
Anyway. I don't like that he's going to Fox. I just don't like that he's going to Fox. He should have gone to CNN.
He's going to Fox Sports. What are you talking about?
The Fox Sports show.
He's not going to be on fucking Jim Cramer's show.
Dude, the guy just knows how to make fucking money. He doesn't fucking.
He does. He is an impressive specimen. He gives
a shit about the Indiana Fever. Like,
pretends to. That's what bugs me. That's what I mean. He's an inside
job.
Yeah,
I know. It is annoying. He tweets about it like every 3 hours.
He's legit a sports guy, and he gambles a shit ton.
Probably
like.
Gambling.
By the way,
on
I've got Tony. I've got Tony and Annie bought into the Barstool Beach House by sundown Friday.
I tried to follow it last week. I was like, this is fucking dumb. Like
I got you. I got hooked. I was like checking it.
Watch it on, but it's not. It's on a show, right? It's just fucking.
No. It's like Twitter updates. But
you get? Are they making a show of it?
That guy from. He was an Indiana football player last year. He's electric. He's the best.
Yeah, I saw him doing like the Cavendish. He was doing like the pass protection. Yeah,
unbelievable.
I always love a good pass protection bit.
We need to talk about the Patriots, so I need to go to bed. I think we successfully established
we're a Leah Thomas podcast.
That we are the number one Leah Thomas podcast.
That should be the headline of this podcast.
I think Leah Thomas might be packing hog.
No,
that's what really gets me about those folk is when they start hanging them and they're bigger than, you know, some of the people in this year podcast. that really hits you deep in the chest. Makes you feel like a real dud.
Some people are
measured on different.
They win the 200 hanging.
Yeah. God damn it. The fucking after the butterfly in the cold water and it still looks like that. 500 meters? Are you shitting me? God bless her.
It's cold. It's cold. Stop.
Whatever. You guys, so we'll do this again next week. They're playing Minnesota this week. Drake May is going.
What day?
Saturday at 1, randomly. I've never seen a preseason game on a Saturday at 1. But usually I'm doing shit. Looks like I won't be this week. Yeah. I don't know. I think the Patreon's going to be pretty lit this year. We're going to start going video, and I'm definitely going to be doing my solo videos day of game or after the game on Patreon, patreon.com/MalvinGoPodcast. You know, on Twitter, MalvinGoPod.
Post game Tony would be must fucking see.
Zero chance pre game Tony. I show up to his house half the time he's asleep.
No, I'm talking about post game, maybe Monday. I'm not going to be able to. You wouldn't even be able to understand my words after.
Oh,
a game.
I thought you were talking post game, like fresh on the buzz. Like I said, you don't need to do that
in stadium. Tailgate boys are going to be back in a couple weeks, and I need that. Like I need fucking air to breathe. I need to be back with the boys. Where
Vince,
I belong.
How many games are you? Vince, how many games are you going to catch?
All.
I mean, it's dicey right now. I'm going to try to. Get everyone, obviously.
My guy, everyone's trying to bail on me, and it's going to be me and two randoms starting probably next season.
No, I'm going. If one of you two morons don't go, you just gotta give me like a 3-day heads up. I'll come to the game. I'm taking your ticket though. Frankie will try to charge me and I'll stab him. I'm so over that guy's shit.
Anyway.
I can't even I can't explain how over that guy's shit.
Tyler, like on games where I couldn't get the day off, I've tried to give Tyler so many tickets.
I went once.
He can never do it.
Tyler's Family Guy now.
I think we can all agree we're all out on Frank. I think that's one thing we come together on to end the podcast.
Trust me. I was on the ground floor and being out on Frank. So I
mean, he's 7. I've been preaching this.
He's my best friend. He gets more insane every year.
Can I bring something up here? Coming, oh no, actually I can't.
He calls me. He calls me today. I'm sitting on the fucking airplane.
Really good.
I'm not gonna say it on the pod, but
all right, let's end the pod. We'll just trash.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Brady Disciple at Malcolm Go Pod on Twitter. Whatever. We'll see you next week. It's good to be back, Kenneth. What are you saying? Say it. What are you gonna say?
I was sitting on the goddamn airplane today. Frankie calls me. I ignored his call. He called me again. I said, "What do you want?" He said, "You need to rent me a boat for when I'm in Charleston." Oh, I was like, "Brother, you're 40 years old. I'm not renting you a fucking boat." Well, anyways, fuck that guy. I'm out on him.
All right. That's a good story. Nobody gets. All right, bye.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey. Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.